Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
This is The Boop Show, episode 242. It's Monday, April 13th, and it's 2020. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Boop Show, talking video games with my good pal, Brian Dunaway. I'm Scott Johnson. Hello, Brian.
Oh, hi, Scott.
Hey, Lick. I think my...
Lick.
I think I... Where'd you get the Baby Yoda, by the way? Where'd you get that?
Baby Yoda.
Chat room, look at that. Look at that Baby Yoda he's got.
Baby Yoda I am.
Did you...
Except Baby doesn't say that. What? I pre-ordered this back in January off the Disney store.
Yeah, they were out of them, if I recall. They had a big
backlog. Well,
actually,
they were pre-ordered at the time. They weren't even made.
Oh, shit.
And now he's here.
He's yours.
He's arrived.
How do you feel about the build quality of said thing?
I like the build quality. What he really needs, though, is a little cup. You know, he's got to have that little cup he has in that meme so I can...
Oh, yeah, no, I get you. I get you.
Yeah, I like him. He's pretty.
You want
cool.
him sipping his weird alien tea or whatever it was he had.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's a cool thing. I can't remember. Did they finish filming season two before the pandemic, or did they have to push that? I wonder.
What does it matter? The Mandalorian's always wearing a mask.
That's a good point. He already knows what it is. He wears gloves too. He's got the gloves.
He does. He's fully protected. Yeah. He's the Mandalorian.
He's got the Mando gloves, Mando helmet, Mando missiles.
Mm-hmm.
Mando Rando. All right. Well, it's good to be here, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We are happy to be bringing you a show, and we hope you're all well. Let's get right into it. Time for us to talk about games. Okay. As a result, I got Twitch, or excuse me, Switch hand, I think, a little bit.
Oh, that's the worst.
Getting a little bit of the old, little bit of the old tendonitis here, because I have been playing so much Animal Crossing over the last couple of weeks. How long has it been now?
Console
2 weeks?
Or on the light?
The light. I don't play on my console one anymore, really, at all. It's almost all handheld these days. Oh, yeah. That's how it always was for me anyway. Those games, when I cared the most about Animal Crossing in the past, it was always DS or 3DS and didn't really care. I mean, I played the GameCube game, but that's because that's all there was then. But for me, this is a very curl up on a couch and lose myself kind of thing for me. And I'm less concerned about multiplayer. I don't really care about playing it on a TV. I just kind of want to just like escape into it. So that's how I'm.
Well, you know, I got locked into it whether I wanted to or not.
Well, yeah, because you got a twofer problem going on at your place.
Yeah, yeah. I started on one, mm-hmm. and apparently my console is my primary. And then when I tried to start some stuff on the second one, it gave me all kinds of grief.
Yeah, it's a poopy way they do things. Apparently, there's a fix incoming for that. They're actually going to patch that to make that stuff better. And they really need to.
They do.
Because if my Switch, let's say my Switch broke tomorrow, okay, just exploded and I couldn't use it anymore. I'm screwed because as it currently stands, the game that I own is tied to that device and that one only.
Yeah.
And that's not true of all the other games. I have other games I can transfer around to different Switches if I decide to make them primary consoles, but I can't do it with this one without a bunch of unregister, re-register, buy a second game, blah, 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 like all that stuff. They know it. They have come out and said, we got a fix coming. I wish I had a link to it now so I could give everybody the proper accreditation. Accreditation? It's not a word.
Yeah. And see, I kind of stopped because I was going to order two copies, one for my console and one for my light, so that I could enjoy it on the light while everybody else enjoyed it on the console.
Yeah.
But I kind of chickened out because everything I was reading was conflicting, and I was like, I'm not ready to order that second copy. I'm not ready to spend another $60 and then it not function as I think it's going to function.
Yeah, it's real
like,
weird.
No thanks.
It's real weird. So as much as they need to, accreditation came out funny. Sorry, City, it is a real word. It just didn't sound right in my head. I believe they've been very patchy with this game. By that I mean I mean that in a good way. They keep putting patches out. They fix things during the bunny nightmare, the world's second worst pandemic that was going on. They saw there's the spawn rate on fishing up eggs and stuff is too high. We're going to lower that, and they did. It was great. It was nice of them to hear player feedback and to adjust things as we went or as we go. So I actually have a lot of faith in the future of some of those problems. But it still hasn't torn me away from what I think is just an amazing experience, and I love playing it, and I can't stop.
Absolutely.
So there's
you have Switch hands.
Oh, and, yeah, I was going to say.
Are you using the controller grip, right?
Yeah, so I tried it both ways, thinking maybe mixing it up would be a thing to do.
Right.
So a little bit with the controller grip, a little bit of tendonitis over there, and I can tell which finger, why, because I'm tapping B a lot, to hurry up the damn conversations. Blathers, freaking spit it out, buddy. Right? So then I would try it flat and then go back to the grips and just trying to mix it up. That is helping a little because, muscle confusion and all that. I got a little bit of that. And I haven't felt that, in a very long time. I usually, controller or mouse stuff I used to get a lot back in the day. Like in my 20s, I had Quake Hand something fierce. It was real bad. And
Quake Hand.
I had to get some therapy on it. They were like, threatening surgery if I didn't cut it out.
What?
So I had to cut it out for a while. Yeah. So now, usually what happens is I'm doing enough different things with this hand. Get your minds out of the gutter, everybody listening. That it's okay usually, but lately it's this game. I know that's what it is. It's this game. I'm playing it so freaking much.
It's absolutely this game. And it's the sessions are long, and there's a lot of button pushing. And I don't know why I do it. I'll sit there and hit that B button to hurry the conversation. I'm like, every strike of the B button, it's like pushing an elevator button. It's not really making, most of the button pushes are not making any difference at all.
Yep, you're totally right. Whoops, that made a sound.
So why am I going bloop, 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 bloop? I don't know.
Exactly, you don't know. I don't know either why you're doing bloop, 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 to be honest.
Sidian in the chat room says, you can just hold the B button, Brian.
You can, that's true. You can hold it. Well, sort of. There are times where it doesn't do it, but yes, you can hold the B button down. And the B button will be less of a problem. You don't have to tap it as much, is what he's saying. And that's true. You can totally do that. But you still have to kind of like lift up, push down, lift up, push down. Because you got to, when he finishes a sentence, it's not like it just skips past the hang point. The you still segment. Have to hit a button to do it. So I remember feeling this on my 3DS as well. This is not a new feeling.
Now you were talking about the 3DS now. That is way uncomfortable. I will say the Switch with the grips. The Switch Lite with the grips is much better than my 3DS, even though I'd love my 3DS.
The Switch grips. I got you. I hear you. All right. We're going to talk about a game I found on the Switch. That's my first game. And this was
Found it there? Was it just sitting there?
So I found this because I had read somebody somewhere said, oh, there's so many little hidden, weird, cool games on the Switch. And somebody said the name Stretchers. And I thought, well, that doesn't sound dumb. That doesn't sound good. Let me see what that is. What is this? Right. What is this dumb game called Stretchers? And hopped in, downloaded it. Decided to take a risk and do the $19 that it costs because I love the description so much. I was sure that I was gonna
give me the description.
Okay, here's the brief. All right,
give me the brief.
You got these two chucklehead dudes. You make you can customize them a bit. Make ladies or men or a combination of like I got a guy hanging with a lady or two men hanging around or two ladies or both guys have mustache or one guy's bald and has no mustache, but the other guy's packing a serious stash. You make a little custom dudes, right? They are paramedics in this world, this wacky world you live in. And they drive around in this paramedic van. And you're sent on these missions all around this big map where kind of...
Catch a ghost?
No, it actually reminds me a little bit of GTA, weirdly. Because the missions themselves are super open-ended and open-worldy.
Right.
And when you go
like a carjack little ladies who are having heart attacks?
You don't have to do any of that. No, none of those things are part of this. The way it works
is... What am I looking at right now? That statue got looked like he was like a sumo wrestler or something.
A little bit. So what's going on is you can see my guy. You'll see it in a second because it's on delay. But there's these two dudes. They're in their bunks. Now, the game is clear.
Red, blue, as you do.
Yeah, and clear. This game was clearly intended as a co-op experience. However, you can totally play it on your own. Not a problem. Your right stick controls the blue dude. The other way. Left stick controls your blue dude. Red dude's controlled by your right stick. And you move them around independently with their own sticks. And their corresponding triggers do different things. Like, there's a shot right now where they're holding this stretcher in the little bit of
I guess that makes sense because it's a stretcher that you carry bodies on. So I guess you'd have to have two people. I was thinking, why are you controlling two people?
Right. Yeah, but you're controlling two at once. Now, if you're doing this in co-op, somebody controls red, somebody controls blue.
Oh, my God.
It's separate. Now, that's mayhem and ridiculous and super fun in its own right. It is also kind of mayhem and ridiculous and stupid when it's by yourself. It's hard sometimes because you'll be like, wait, that's my left. Oh, right. Left stick. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Or you'll be pulling so hard on the, you'll get your head, your brain will get mixed up and you'll have the red guy in front, and the blue guy in back. And you realize that you're pushing opposite each other. And so they're pulling the stretcher apart and then they just fall on their butts. And you have to start over. It sounds frustrating. It's not. It's a fun kind of mayhem, a little bit of fun kind of chaos. And there's kind of a puzzle element to just getting your guys to coordinate themselves. I haven't had a chance to play this with another person yet. I can only imagine you'd have a blast and yell at each other and have a real good time with it. But the single player works great. And you can put the other guy in follow if you want. So if you're just, you know, moving one place to the other, you hit the A button, and the second guy you're not moving independently, he'll just follow you until you move him, and then he'll break his follow. That's a good way to get moved around. But, you know, picking up the stretcher, getting your victims, carrying them back to the truck, it's all a bit of a challenge.
Getting your victims.
Not your victim, The victims of the dizzying. I should have explained that.
Oh, there's a thing. Okay. So the dizzying is making everybody fall. Is that what we're getting?
Here's the deal. There's like a alien who has come to the planet and is infecting all the locals with basically a permanent dizzy spell, and they can't do anything but just sit there and go with, you know, birds spinning around their head. Your job is to run out there, get them. Run them back to the place where they set up this tent that converts people from being dizzy and going back to being normal. And it's your job to do it. And you're called the stretchers. And you drive out there like GTA car style, you know, just single control. You know, it's like normal driving controls.
Right.
In a co-op situation. The other guy would get in the front seat and drive. You'd have to choose who's going to drive. That seems kind of annoying, but whatever. You drive the car to the place on the map and you can just rip through walls and doors, and like people's grass gets all destroyed and their fences get all munched. The game doesn't care how you get there. It's kind of crazy taxi in that way.
I'm starting to feel this game now. I'm starting to see why it appeals.
Oh, it appeals big time. So imagine, you know, crazy taxi, you know, kind of transportation. And then when you get to it, it'll tell you that you've made it to the place, and then it'll pop in and say, okay, now it's time to do the mission.
And then your guys get out and they go, hup, 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 hup.
Yeah, they get out and they got to do the mission. So the mission is usually, you know, six victims. You got to find them and get them into your truck. And sometimes they're under a thing or they're on top of something you need to knock over. So there's a bunch of physics stuff going on. Mm-hmm. There are trampolines that you sometimes have to throw the body on a trampoline to get it to go over the fence to where you can actually load them into your van. Like all these obstacles and different things you do in the world. And it's a fun sort of approach it how you want to kind of puzzle thing. There are bonus objectives that get you a bunch of money or points. When you've loaded it up, it'll put a marker on the map again and say, all right, get back to the place and dump them off and we'll give you your new thing. And then there's weird stuff in between. Like you guys need to set dynamite off in this quarry and blow up this stone thing because it's blocking these people. And we can't get to the other victims. So what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. And so you got to figure that out. And you can load like two or three people onto your gurney at once and then carry them all out on your stretcher.
That is not a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, you can. It doesn't hurt anything if you try. But as you can see, this guy's just sort of yanking himself all over the place. He's playing single player as well. Anyway, the takeaway from this is, and there's lots of little weird things like, good job. You scared the chickens. It gives you points for that. Good job. You knocked over a ladder
little awards for some,
little achievements and stuff. And it's not so much destruction as it is like, it's things you don't think matter. But then when you do them, you're like, oh, that totally mattered. Like I opened an outhouse and there was a dude in there.
Of course.
I yanked him out. Oh, see, this guy's going to fall over. I yanked him out of the outhouse. Yep. And I saved him. He was dizzy and couldn't get off the outhouse. You can also drag them and move them around without the stretcher if you want.
Where are you servicing these people? Is it like a literal outhouse or is it like one of those outdoor porta potties?
It's like an outdoor porta potty kind of thing.
Oh, okay. That's different. Okay.
I mean, there may be an actual
literally like an old school crescent moon shaped door hole outhouse. Okay,
there might at some point be one of those. I haven't done one yet, so I don't know.
Okay.
There's a couple of races I had to do, which were just, they put a jetpack on my van and I got to go real fast and try to beat people in this race. I had to beat the internet once because the internet was on a cable and you could follow it and you had to try to beat it to the other side of town.
Like, oh my gosh.
Really weird.
Do you have to do like beat the 5G or anything like that?
It wasn't a 5G, but it was like this spark on a line. You just saw it going and like running ahead of you. And your goal is to like follow that thing. And then you get them back to the place, and the scene that we're showing now, they're unveiling this Undizzy-a-tron or whatever the hell it's called. The scientists have been working on while you're running around. And
all the scientists look alike. Look at them.
They kind of do.
Four, one, two, three, four. There's, except for the gray hair guy, they're all the exact same model.
Yeah, they're a little simmy, these people. And in a good way, they're goofy and dumb and, I don't know, bonk into things, and they're animated well and all that. I think this is a wonderful little corner of the eShop find. I love this thing.
Everything looks beautiful in this, except I can't get past the five lab guys who are all the same character with wearing glasses. But one guy's got gray hair.
Well, I got bad news for you because
he's the clone.
The scientists never do change very much, but they don't matter anyway. Yeah. This is your dump off point.
I'm pretty sure this scientist just has him and then four clones.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Pretty much. Before they made this D-Dizzy machine, they were cloning people, I think, or who knows.
Right.
But anyway, there's just a very satisfying loop here. Very creative approach to how to get things done. There's no rules to how you get it done. You just got to get it done. You'll get bonus points for doing some cool stuff that you maybe didn't even know you could do. Like I got a point for just slipping on a banana peel. But I got dinged some points for tripping on a skateboard. So there's certain hazards. Yeah, so there's hazards you want to avoid and things like that while you're out doing the missions. But the actual, like, driving around Crazy Taxi style, it doesn't ding you at all for, like, smashing through stuff and flipping your car or any of that stuff. I'm not super far in, but I'm enough in to know that this is rad. I love it. I really, really like it. It's like this little hidden gem I did not know was in the store, and I didn't know. I've never heard of it. And did find out that it's got a decent legacy. Some of the people that worked on it are ex-Media Molecule people, so they worked on Little Big Planet.
Oh, very cool.
There's some others that worked on, I can't remember the other games. Anyway, some games everybody would recognize. So this is kind of their new studio off trying to do a cool thing. The bad guy that you fight, this idiot we're looking at here, he's like this over-the-top. I think
right out of Fortnite.
He's almost, yeah,
you
very
Fortnite?
Very Fortnite-y looking, that guy. You're not wrong. But
is his name Nightfort?
No, his name's like, I'm an ass and I'm going to make you dizzy. That's his name. See, he made that pig dizzy, see? So I thought there was going to be a whole sequence of me helping the pigs.
He made that pig dizzy, see?
I didn't have to do the pigs. They just stayed there. But anyway, you get a map and the map helps you know where to go and what to do. And I had to swim across a channel and that was real weird because I had no idea. There's a lot of discovery happening in this game. It's very neat. I think $19.99 is worth it. 100% for this. I want to sing its praises and have people know it exists because, you know, let's be honest, the eShop is kind of a nightmare. It is full.
Yeah, it is so full of indie games right now.
Right.
And I love it, but I also...
There's no curation, man. You don't know what's good, what's not, how to get it. Is $20 worth it or not? Because there's no reviews in there. Like, it's a problem with the Switch. The Switch is an amazing device with an amazing ecosystem. But their store blues. So stuff like this comes in and gets lost unless they get a bunch of other outside recommendations. So I'm going to be that voice and say Stretchers is rad and you people should play
it. I think you got me sold on it. I mean, if this thing was $14.99, I wouldn't hesitate. And you know what? You know, I say that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you do anything for Easter. I know some people
we
do lots of things. You get baskets and stuff. And in my basket, I got this.
Whoa, hold on. Let's get a close-up of this. Hold it up there. What do you got there? Oh, a $20. A Nintendo $20 card.
This would equal one of what you just talked about.
Yep, plus you'd have some points in there from buying other stuff. You could apply to it and save you a little money. So, yeah.
Save you a little money.
Yeah, you could totally do that. I don't... really even know who this game is for. I think it's for people who love video games. That's what this game is for.
I think that's exactly what it sounds like.
Because it is way fun and is, to me, it's also a little bit reminiscent of that. Do you remember that Simpsons-based GTA-like game on the original Xbox?
Yeah, it was Simpsons Road Rage, right?
Was it Road Rage?
I think it was Road Rage. I played the crap out of it. It was very Crazy Taxi-like, but it was Simpson-themed.
Or is it Hit and Run? I'm sorry. That's it.
Was I think Road Rage is one too, though. Did it make two of them?
Well, they had one that was just like a racing, crashing thing. That may have been Road Rage. The one I'm thinking of is more like there were stories and missions.
Thank you, Hydro Panicked. Right, right.
I don't remember. But anyway, it's like it reminds me of that in some ways. Every mission is just like, do I need both of these guys to grab it? Oh, I do. Okay, you grab one side, I'll grab one side. I just finished a mission where I had to mow a bunch of grass, and I had to figure out how to do it because not both of us, or only one of us could use the grass. Both of us were required to use the mower.
Right.
But that's not always how it works. Sometimes one of you needs to do a thing while somebody else does a thing. And in co-op, you'd, of course, tell your friend to go do it. In single player, it's fine. You just grab the other stick and run the other guy over there, and you both grab your thing. And it surprisingly works really well in single player, which is primarily what I play on my Switch. I'm not really a multiplayer guy there because it's my Switch Lite.
It's a Lite. Yeah,
you can't play it. It's not really designed to be. I mean, you can play it, but it's not really for it. So anyway, it's rad. Deserves more notice. And again, the game is called Stretchers. The name of the studio who built it is Tarsier Studios. T-A-R-S-I-E-R. I don't know how you say that. I think it's Tarsier. Tarsier Studios. And again, $19.99 on the eShop. Search for Stretchers, just like the, you know, like a stretcher. Brian, tell me about Totally Reliable Delivery Service.
Oh, Scott, you just got through describing almost what I'm experiencing in Totally Reliable Delivery Service. This was the free game a few weeks back on the Epic Game Store. They've been dropping a lot of them, almost kind of getting a little bit irregular how they're doing them. Some weeks it's like they're dropping like 3 and 4 games, and some weeks they're dropping like 2 like they normally do. Yeah. But if you're hooked up to the Epic Game Store, and why not, you could have got it free, I believe, a few weeks back. But I didn't do that here. I wanted to play it on the Xbox because...
did they have it free? I missed that. I totally missed the freebie. Dang it.
Yeah. It was free on the Epic Game Store, and I think it's currently $20 there, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But I contacted the developer and asked them if they would be kind enough to send me a code, and they did.
Wow.
Developer Wear 5 Games, and I played it on the Xbox One. And this is me playing right now, as you see me flying about as though... like I don't know what I'm doing because I don't. Mm. So this has the. Did you ever play Human Fall Flat?
Yeah, I did. I did play that.
Okay, so you know it's kind of that ragdoll physics where you got this character and they kind of flail about and it's kind of like it's more control than you would expect from like a game like QWOP. Remember the QWOP?
Oh, I remember the QWOP. Sure.
You had to control every limb. You had to control it. Well, you're mostly just controlling the upper limbs on this guy. So he already kind of waddles around whatever character you choose. By the way, you can choose from many different models and many different clothing options. And the reason why is because that's usually the big rewards, getting new character model stuff. And,
right. It's and cosmetics clothing. And stuff, sure.
Cosmetic stuff.
By the way, I think it's crazy that you and I both pick games that are basically awkwardly get shit done games.
Exactly. Yeah. And see, yours sounds very structured, whereas Totally Reliable Delivery Service, when you start, you think, oh, this is going to be a progression game. You're going to need to do this, and then this, and then this. No. What happens is there's this big open world, and you go to different areas, and there'll be a little, like a little kiosk where you can walk up to it, and you can flip a switch, and it'll throw a package out, and it'll tell you where you need to deliver it to, kind of like Crazy Taxi style. You're like, oh, there's my mark area I need to get to.
Right.
So you have to load your package up, and a multitude of different types of vehicles. Sometimes you're in a helicopter. Sometimes you're in a plane. Sometimes you're in a golf cart. Sometimes you're just carrying it by hand. But there's all kinds of different vehicles that you can.
What happened here with this rocket? Was that a mistake?
Oh, okay. that was a mistake. So what you see me right now, as you see this, that's part of the fun of this game. There is so much chaos in this game. At first, you think that the primary goal is to deliver the things. But what you really find out is how fun it is just to play in this sandbox world of doing crap that you didn't think was possible. So what you saw there was me grabbing a hold of a fire extinguisher, and I didn't realize what it did. I was just going to pick it up. I pulled the plug, and it just sent me up in the air.
That's great. That's
and
awesome.
And you fly around.
Yeah.
So the real trick of this game, though, is it is a ragdoll physics game. So you have your left hand is controlled by the trigger on the left side of your controller, and then the right by the right trigger. And so what you have to do then is then you got your bumpers allows you to lift things up.
You look like, you look like the fat little friend from Jimmy Neutron. Remember that?
You really do. Yeah you kind of do.
Yeah.
So you grab things with the lower triggers, and then you have to lift them up with the shoulder buttons. And oh my God, it sounds like it might not be too difficult until you realize it's impossible, because when you make a movement, it's kind of sloppy.
I make a movement, it's very sloppy when I make a movement.
Yeah, it's kind of sloppy. You kind of know what the character's going to do, but since it's ragdoll, you can't really control it accurately. So you kind of flail around a little bit, and you put stuff, you know, you finally get it where you need it, and you kind of, everything's always moving. It's always in flow.
Yeah.
And you have to put these packages in these different vehicles. And sometimes that takes 10 minutes alone just to get it in the vehicle so that you can freaking fly it. I've actually found sometimes that it's just quicker for me to walk it there. Scott,
it's just faster
to
get
my head and just, I just walk it. Yeah, like, forget it.
I get you. Sure.
I can't even do this helicopter right now.
Right.
Once you get in the helicopter, you're in the same situation with the helicopter. You've got to hold the sticks. So like the flight stick, you have to hold the flight sticks down with your trigger buttons. And then you got to use your dual stick to fly like you normally would in a vehicle in the air.
Yeah.
And so it's a constant learning process in this game.
Like life, then. It's like life where we're always learning, right? That's
delivery service. Yeah. And the points, there's no point system, but there is each delivery has a rating of bronze, silver, gold. If you deliver the package undamaged, that gives you a better chance of getting the gold. And also if you deliver it within a time frame that's not set that you know of when you start, you don't know, and you're failing until you find out, oh, I failed that miserably. I got to go faster. By the way, right here, I've managed to get up to an area that is way up in the air.
Yeah.
And I apparently had gotten to that area before I had learned enough things. So here I am. I'm flying around with this jetpack trying not to fall into the water because I've got to deliver. I got to deliver something. So with the jetpack, what I discovered is you have to hold your package with one hand,
uh-huh,
and then you have to steer the jetpack with your other hand.
Oh.
I didn't know this. Okay. I grabbed both of my hands onto the jetpack, and I just started, and I flew off. And of course, I finally figured out. By the way, I don't know if you noticed, but I'm wearing my crap stained underwear. So I'd unlocked a few things, and one of the things I did was I decided my delivery guy should run around in his underwear. And I was quite disturbed when I found out that he had crap-stained underwear.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I stuck with it. Oh, yeah. You see my gear? Got my Frankenstein gear as well.
Yeah, it's looking good. Looking good.
I did pretty good there.
I mean, is this meant to look also like it came out, like it was a freaking Unreal Tournament mod in 2002? Like, is it supposed to?
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that. The engine they are using, I believe, let me see which engine it is.
Is it? They're used Unreal?
Now, I was trying to remember. I might be getting that. No, I think I got that confused because I'm also going to talk about
gotta
Minecraft.
Be like, I could see it being, what's the other one everyone uses? Freaking.
Can't let me see. Where's it at here? Where's the engine at? I thought it showed somewhere. No, I don't see it anywhere.
It looks
The engine looks familiar. The engine looks familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. But it also just looks old. Like, that's my main takeaway.
It does intentionally.
Sure.
And,
is it a charming retro early 2000s look for you, or did you find it like obnoxious?
I did actually, because you know, you mentioned Jimmy Neutron, and that's kind of like, you know, the kind of style you expect from a Jimmy Neutron, and that's what it very much feels like. It feels like Jimmy Neutron has come to life. And now you're a delivery service and you're trying to accomplish this. By the way, this is a single player or multiplayer game. Couch co-op is what I played with one of the kids the first time I played.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, that's much easier because when you team up together to, Night Attack gave us a raid. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for the raid, guys. Nice to see you all. Stick around. You might have some fun. Enjoy. Anyway, go ahead.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, totally reliable delivery service, multiplayer, much.
Is this available everywhere? Is this everywhere, this game?
No, it is not. It is actually only, I think, on the Epic Game Store, and it is being delayed for Steam release, probably because Epic Game Store signed a limited.
Well, Microsoft's got it for free right now on Game Pass, but is that on PC or just on Xbox?
Oh, that's a good question. I didn't know they had it on there. Oh, by the way, see, I'm holding the package with one hand. And so, yes, it's supposed to be on all platforms eventually, but I think there's a exclusive deal with Epic right now for the PC. But it's definitely, I played on the Xbox, so I'm assuming it's...
Oh, here it is. Totally reliable delivery service now accessible and available on Xbox Game Pass, so it's part of the Game Pass.
Excellent.
Does not say whether that's PC or not. I can't find it, but anyway. Right. PC
I would think not on the PC, because I feel like Epic has probably got that locked down for right now, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
I would say they're probably going, no, PC exclusivity.
Hank Plevercraft says, old news. So apparently it's on PC. Well, it's on PC if you're doing Epic, I guess. But by PC, right. I mean, is this PC Game Pass or not? And if not, then I don't have an Xbox right now, so I don't care that much, but. I would try this if this was free on my PC right now in some free form. I'd play this right now, no problem.
You got to.
Yeah, I like this little island you're flying to. This looks cool.
It, like I said, it was a blast. I streamed a little bit of it this past week, and I think everybody enjoyed seeing me being totally frustrated, but totally addicted as well. I just kept feeling like the challenges were hard enough. That I feel like I needed. I feel like I'd get there. I'm like, okay, if I just try a little bit longer, I can get there.
Yeah, I like those. I like that kind of thing, and I like I like you having full creativity as to how you want to approach a thing and figuring it out. And sometimes having it go really messily, but somehow work out is a really satisfying thing.
I'd get a gold trophy, and I'm like, I have no idea. I'm like, it took me 30 minutes to get that object to the. To the delivery point. I have no idea how I got a gold on.
All right, we have confirmation from both the chat room and I just found it on the web. It is indeed on PC Game Pass as well as Xbox One Game Pass. So no need for me to worry about getting it free on Epic because I have Game Pass. I'll just get it there.
You have Game Pass.
I like this.
So
kind
what's
of
up
thing.
With Steam then? It's not on Steam yet. What
well,
is that all about?
I don't
well, they
know.
Really just hate Steam.
No, they get money from these other deals, right? Like Epic gives them money to do exclusivity for a bit. Microsoft gives money to put it on Game Pass. There are reasons why some of these guys get that stuff early. I'm guessing it'll end up on Steam.
Oh, yeah, it will. You can go to Steam now and look it up, and it'll give you an option for put you on the notify when
Milty,
it's available.
Milty Me 12, or however you say your name, says it's on beta on Steam, so maybe it's there.
No.
I don't know. It just looks like such ass. It looks like ass to me. And I'm okay with that if it jives. If that's the charm, then I'll believe you and I'll try it.
It looks like ass.
It just looks so garbagey.
Yeah.
Like camera angles suck.
I mean, what really can you do with if your character's ragdoll physics? I mean, you don't want the graphics to look too cool, right?
Well, I mean, all I'm saying is like there's some similarities with Stretchers, and Stretchers is, I mean, it's not the best looking game in the world, but it's definitely got a style to it. I don't know. This is probably more fun than I'm giving it credit for. I think I'm going to give it a shot and see if I can't do something dumb on a stream. Which is, that's the other thing. This feels like one of those games that is like total stream bait.
Oh, yeah.
Like they want people to stream this because it's hilarity ensues. Like a lot of games get made that way. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
All right. Check it out. It's totally reliable delivery service. Currently available on Xbox One, PC, in multiple places. And... coming soon, or is it on the Switch now?
Might be on the Switch now. But yeah, Bombat's in the chat room makes a good point, and this is something I didn't talk about. The camera definitely needs work, because sometimes the camera, when you're engaged with the object, will turn, and other times it will not turn. So you kind of always feel like I'm not really controlling the camera. It's just swinging around without me.
Plus you got like... such a long distance for the camera angle, so you're going to be clipping into buildings that are like 9 miles behind your character, and it's kind of a weird choice there, but I'm down to clown. Let me tell you a little bit about Resident Evil 3 Remake.
What?
Okay.
Wait, did you play this past week on a stream?
I did. Tuesday nights until I'm done is when I'm playing it. It is... a remake, like two. They just did two, you know, so two got a remake, right, and right. two, and that was highly acclaimed. People are super into it. I played that all the way through and was terrified. I didn't play the girl playthrough because that game scared the shit out of me. So three represents the first old Resident Evil game that I never played. I played one and two and then four and then five and six and then seven. I had played every other Resident Evil game except for three. I don't know why at the time in my PlayStation 1 time. I think I was playing more N64 games then and I just wasn't into it. I don't remember, but I didn't play three at all. And so this was a chance to not only revisit a game I'd never played or visit a game I never played, but also to see if they, you know, how was the remake treatment in terms of, you know, like they did with two, was it as good as that and that sort of thing. Also, it was donated by a listener because they like to hear me scream like an idiot. Okay. So if you want to hear me scream, boy, one of these games is the way to do it. I'll give you an example, Brian. This is how I sound. All right. That's how I scream.
That was a human?
That was me. That was not a chicken. That was me. All right, so the reason I...
What is wrong with you?
The reason I'm losing it in this game is because 2 had Mr. X and not misdirections, Mr. X. I mean, Mr. Space X. Big giant zombie experiment guy chases you around all over the place, wears a suit and a hat for some reason, or overcoat.
That looks like Bane.
Yeah, he's a bastard. In this game, his name is Nemesis. And I remember 3 at the time had Nemesis in it, but he kind of haunts you and stalks you throughout the game as you're doing different things and will show up in crazy places. And then in this particular case, in the remake, he can leap like 30 feet ahead of you and come running back at you and all kinds of scary stuff. And so I already played this about 2 hours worth. John has been hanging out with me as I do it, John Jagger. So that was nice.
Yeah.
Have a friend nearby. I'm going to give you just a taste of some of the audio from that night. Don't worry, it's not all screams here. It's just me kind of freaking out. And this is from Jamie. I'm going to actually play this on TMS, but I'll play a bit here. Here you go.
That was almost a Jill sandwich.
It was almost a Jill sandwich. No, 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 no. Not now. Not this. Not now. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. This seems bad.
Probably going to want to use your...
Get off there, Francine. Go. All right, so you get the idea.
Right.
It.
That. So, yeah, so, yeah. That sounds like you had a good time.
These things scare the crap out of me. Resident Evil's always gotten my goat. And especially the modern stuff. 7 legitimately disturbed me for weeks. Like, that,
so how do you feel after these games? Like, what do you do to calm back down before you rest?
Let me tell you about a little game called Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Ah, there you go.
That's my antidote for this thing. But anyway, you play Jill Valentine. She's famous from being in the first game. Her and Chris Redfield are the ones that show up to the mansion and do all their dumb stuff. And Barry and all those guys. Oh, so you're back to playing her. This happens before the events of 2 and ends after the events of 2. Despite the fact that it's actually kind of short, supposedly the game is like 6 hours, 5.5 hours, 6 hours is all. Gosh. But it has a multiplayer mode, which I'll try after all this is done with some friends, John and whoever else wants to play, and we'll see how it is. They have done here what they did with 2. Just everything is remade. Everything, in fact, the entire intro sequence is like just straight up different. It's like nothing.
I was
going to
say,
like,
because I saw the footage and did not look like the game that I remember.
Yeah, it's changed.
Did they reshoot that?
It's changed a lot. So they reshot all of it. Well, you know, they had, I mean, we're talking PS1 freaking three-quarter view, ugly, crappy, low poly count garbage back in the day. This is a complete redo. New voice acting, new character models, new everything. Really, it's the story that they adhere to, and even there, they made some changes. Hmm. It's disturbing and scary and very jump scary, and it gave me the willies and still does. There's a scene which, if you watch my playthrough that's up on Twitch VODs, as well as I put a kind of a mash cut of it on YouTube. There's a toy store that I'm in at one point, and John says, "Hey, look out the window." And I just nonchalantly looked out the window. And there stands Nemesis just staring in there and breathing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's really horrifying. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know how much more now, scared I'm going to get.
Was John actually playing with you or just was on
just watching
with
me? He's just watching. Okay. He's got a, I shared, Skype screen sharing is actually really good these days. So I use that. But he can get sound and video out of that. So he's just watching me as I go, help me out. Cause he beat it already. He's already on like his second or third playthrough. He loves these games. Yeah. He's super into them, but he doesn't get freaked out like I do. He's more into the mechanics of it and everything else. I lose my mind. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I can't see straight when things happen. I'm like, oh my gosh. And for all I know, there's an herb to heal me right next to me, but I don't know because I'm too terrified. Like it's really, something. Oh, somebody found the clip. Let me, we probably ought to play this. Hold on a second. Let me just, let me put this up. You're only going to hear audio from this, but
I've done it.
All right.
Look out that window again.
This is a shit store. This one? Frick!
Frick.
It's not.
Oh my goodness.
Not cool, dude.
He's standing out there.
Did he ever do anything? Or did he just always?
He just stood there until I left.
My gosh.
I kept thinking, oh, because when you're out there and in the fight, he's all over you like freaking dirt on foot. Like he's just a bastard. That's not a phrase, is it? Dirt on foot.
I don't know where that came from. Dirt on foot.
But yeah, he was a real turd monkey and just stood there and just freaked me out standing there. Anyway, it is clearly very well made. Even though I'm terrified and I don't really like playing these games, it's clear that a lot of work and, you know, love goes into this stuff, and it's very, very good. The best part about having John around is he is better at managing my inventory than I am. So he'll say things like, oh, put that in the box and don't worry about it. You won't need those till like 2 hours from now. So don't carry that with you because you have very limited inventory. It's very much in a Resident Evil game that way. It's part of the game, you know, just to always feel like you don't have enough room or don't have enough ammo or whatever. It's part of the intenseness of it. I am playing it on normal, so I'm not doing the wuss way in there. For now, the aiming on the controller is not great, so I kind of wish I had Snap 2 aiming or something, or like auto
I've
aiming.
Always had trouble with the Resident Evil control scheme and setup. I've always had trouble with
well, that. The old way, the old stuff or the new stuff? Because the old stuff was like tank controls, right? Like you would rotate and it was terrible. And it was, I mean, by terrible, I mean it made it more intense because it was kind of a bad control scheme. This thing's like straight up third person action, so you know you have a lot more control.
I like
oh
that.
Yeah, they don't. It's all behind the back now. It's like it reminds me of Resident Evil 4. Remember when that all changed and we were like, whoa, new perspective. Yeah. Well, that's how all these remakes are now. So, 7 and reportedly 8, which is in the works, used first person, and also supported VR. But that game still just thinking about what I saw in 7. The Willy Billy's coming right out of my butt, man. Just scary stuff. Do not like.
Somebody needs to put their dishes up.
Yeah, that's she's a mess. She's a bit
that's
of a mess.
That's the scariest thing I've seen in this game so far.
Anyway, it's Capcom
the Zinc.
And Resident Evil 3 Remake. Go check it out. Brian, I cannot wait to talk to you about the Minecraft Dungeons beta.
Minecraft Dungeons beta. I'm in. It's still a closed beta. The Minecraft Dungeons was supposed to be released this month. There was a delay, according to what I read. There was a little bit of control issues. Not control issues. How about quality control issues?
Mm-hmm.
That's the word I was looking for.
Mojang has control issues. Sure, I get it. Sure.
Right. Mojang is our developer here, and Microsoft is our publisher. Mm-hmm. And it's just what you'd think it'd be. It's like taking Minecraft elements, visual elements and characters, and throwing them into a dungeon crawler like Diablo. Mm-hmm. And
I'm all in on this, by the way. I'm very excited about it. I can't believe I'm actually excited about it because I am sick to the gills of Minecraft. Don't care about Minecraft proper. But I love action RPGs. I love Diablo-likes. Even when they're not Diablo themselves, I'll play them. And from what I've seen, it looks like it plays great. Like, I've seen some advanced, like, late-game stuff, and it looks like chaos and just cool spell effects and great physics. And, you know, exactly. I'm fine being in this world.
It's very satisfying. It's very satisfactory to play. I had a really good time with it. I only got to play for a couple of hours because the closed beta only goes through, I think, two areas,
mm-hmm.
and then you're pretty much just playing over and over again, which is fine because it's randomly generated dungeons.
Oh, good. That's good. That's good. Good Diablo absolutely. Stuff to steal. That's good.
But it's still kind of the same quest, same two quests that I've been playing on. You can play this as single player, multiplayer. I played as single player, and I did bring along a pet. Mm-hmm. I was able to unlock that, and I was able to bring up Wolfenstein, as I called him. He's my pet, and he runs around, and he helps kill other things like creepers that get in my way or zombies like you would normally see in Minecraft proper. There's not really any classes that you get to choose from. It's kind of your Minecraft dude. And you get your swords and your bows and your axes occasionally.
So wait, let me ask you about that, because in the games where you don't choose a class to begin with, like in Diablo, it's like, okay, pick the sorcerer, now you're going to do sorcerer stuff.
Right.
This sounds like it's a little more open ended. You can do magic if you want. You put your points into those things. Is that how it works?
Right. You've got limited slots, and so you just kind of, as you go along, you kind of choose what you want to do. If you want to have two melee weapons, have two melee weapons. If you want to be all ranged, knock yourself out. As you go
really
along,
you'll be excited looting, about this.
Right, you'll be looting boxes as you go along, and you'll be finding gear to equip your character with, and that's kind of, you just choose on the fly as you go according to the quest you're about to take on. I had a good time. The illager. He's a real dick. I don't know if you've met the illager.
I have not really ever met an illager. Is he in Minecraft Prime or?
Proper. Okay. Yeah, he is. And a bunch of Squidward looking dudes running around talking like Squidward, acting like Squidward.
Yeah, I know that.
Yep. And so most of your quests involve saving villagers from the illager and blowing up zombies, creepers, and other things you would find in Minecraft. There's no crafting here. If you're looking for any crafting, you won't find it here in the Minecraft dungeons.
How's the feel of the combat? That's like number one.
I think the feel of the combat is fantastic, and it's going to vary, of course, by the weapon. Some weapons feel better. I have a double bow that I really enjoy. It gives you can enchant each of these items with certain special abilities, and I have a double bow with an enchantment to create rage. So if you're going along and you're shooting a mob, some of the mobs will sometimes turn around and then start attacking their own.
Oh, nice.
And that's usually my favorite way to address a mob. I like doing that. Just kind of run back a little bit and just watch the mayhem ensue.
Let me ask you this. Does it feel like my first action RPG, or does it feel like a well-made, like depth-filled thing that even even seasoned players are going to enjoy the loop in this thing?
Right. That's the good question. It is kind of my first action RPG in some ways, but so it's not very challenging at first, but is incrementally challenging as you go along. It gets much more difficult the further you go along. As a matter of fact, when you first start in the beta anyway, you can't choose any harder level than just the normal level. You have to run through all of the quests. And then you can then choose to go up from there once you've defeated the illager, and it can increase. I've seen people play it with the increased level, increased mobs, and it does get a good bit more difficult. And then that's when you really want to grab a buddy.
Mana? Players. Is there mana in this or just life force? Is there any kind of mana?
Just life force is the only thing you got. You can equip several things. I think starting off, since I'm playing on the console, you can map three of the buttons, actually I think four of the buttons, to different right. enhancements.
Yeah,
and so that's how I get the my dog to come up. My wolf, that's how I have to get him up. He'll live. Then when he dies, there's a cooldown period, as you do.
Right, he fights for you or with you, right?
Ooh, I forgot about the fishing rod. When I got the fishing rod when I first got it, I thought, oh, I'm gonna go fishing sometime in this game because that's what you do.
Right?
No, it's more of a get over here kind of a tool. You go.
Oh, it's like the Legend of Skyfish kind of rod. That's cool.
Right. You get your enemy and you pull him over and then you start killing him.
Yeah, I think I saw you toss it out here a second ago. It looked cool. Right. Is this you playing, by the way?
It is me playing. And also, by the way, at first I was trying to be the responsible citizen by not killing any cows or sheep, because I was like, well, I'm not really, collecting anything here for any type of crafting, so why would I need to kill them? And then I realized that was a huge mistake, because when you kill those things, they start dropping gems, so you can use those emeralds to purchase upgrades.
Plus everybody likes the beef items. Get yourself some beef.
You'd think so. And so, you know, like I said, it's still in beta. But one of the things that kind of confused me, I was running along and I killed a sheep. And I was like, a sheep, and pork fell out. And I'm like, what? Pork doesn't fall out of a sheep.
That's awesome. You're getting pork
and I'm
out
like,
of a sheep.
This isn't right.
That's amazing.
And I said, remember, Brian, close beta.
Yeah. Close beta, baby.
Right. Right. Close beta, baby.
Wait, if it's closed beta, are you even allowed to show this stuff or put it on YouTube?
Actually, I am. I didn't think so. I was like, oh, well, I'll be able to stream this. Apparently, I can. So it's not like...
it's not closed beta, then.
It's not closed beta. But
it's closed beta invite. For who gets to play.
How about invite only
there you go.
Closed beta?
Yeah, the closed part is not everybody can be in it. The open right. or the part where they can stream it is... Well, hell, we live in 2020. If you don't let people stream your game, then what are you freaking doing?
Right. And I will say this. At this point... Everything that I played, very well, well balanced. It played well. It didn't lag out or anything. It was a very good experience. It was easy. Everything was just smooth, very polished. And so I'm assuming it's probably later game things they're trying to work with, and probably mostly that multiplayer. Up to four people playing at once. So I'm sure there's some performance issues there.
Probably. That's a very common thing, though. Diablo's four at a time, and... You know,
right.
Diablo 2 or Diablo 4 will be 8 people at once, did I hear?
8 people.
I can't remember. Maybe it's still
people.
It might still be 4, but you can have a ton of people in like open world raiding and stuff like that.
Right.
I've been looking for a game like this to tide me over for a while. And there's a couple that have come close. Wolson is okay, or Wolken, or however you say it.
Yeah.
But it's got its own problems. It's also so Diablo-like that there's not really an advantage to playing it. This at least takes me to a different look and a place and a
this, you know. Definitely is not anywhere near as deep as something like Diablo.
Yeah, but I don't care. I just need the fun of the loop. I want to get some loot. Yeah. I want to have a guy pop out a sword and go, ooh, better than my last one. Numbers are going up, baby. That's what I want.
That's it. Every time. Numbers keep going up.
Yep. That looks good. All right. Well done and good job. Couple quick mentions here. Littlewood on the PC, which was my obsession for a while I waited for Animal Crossing to come out. Continues to patch very nicely with some new patches, some neat new features. Just found out from the developer in the discussion forums on Steam that his plan is to bring that to Switch as soon as they hit 1.0 and get out of early access. So just keep it on your radar. There will be a day if you like Animal Crossing and things like it, or you know, Stardew Valley, that sort of stuff. You're going to want to keep your eye out for Littlewood, man. That thing is great. And it was good to check in and see what they're doing. So one guy making it. Absolutely. I still can't believe when one person makes games like that. It just blows my mind.
It's amazing. I can barely do half of what I need to do in a day. I can't imagine being that focused on one thing.
We should also say that, and we talked about it a little bit, but freaking Bunny Holiday in Animal Crossing.
Bunny.
Here's how you fix it.
Animal Crossing was insane.
I talked about it on TMS a little. Here's what I'm going to say how to fix it, okay? Because overall, I enjoyed it. It's fun change. I like events. Events are fun. Don't make it so when I catch a fish... Instead, I catch an egg. That's dumb.
Right.
You should have eggs wash up on shore like you do shells. Problem solved. Just have them come at whatever rate you want. You get some on the shore. You're good.
Because really, it doesn't make any sense if nothing else. I mean, I also don't understand when it's recycled things when I'm fishing. I'm like, I don't understand why it like bobs the thing down 2 or 3 times.
It's dumb. If it's a fish or it isn't. Now, I know in the past it's been like a tire and a shoe and a can. But I feel like those are established norms in Animal Crossing. It's okay because it's so rare. This was like...
Happens rarely.
I would be like, oh, I got to do this goal of having... Like doing the fishing tournament during the bunny thing. What are you even thinking? Because the fishing tournament is about having 3 minutes and catching as many fish as you can. I went on one of those 3-minute runs and I caught nothing but eggs. And they don't count.
Oh my gosh.
They don't count. So...
What was your best time... for your fishing tournament?
I think I ended up with 6 fish in 3 minutes, I think is the best.
6 was the best I could do. Yeah. I went, and the time of day when I decided to do it was not very good time to catch fish because there weren't many out. So I made some bait. And even with that, just the time between casting, getting the fish to notice, pulling them in, and then throwing out more fish food, best I could do is 6. I almost had 7 one time, but I don't see how you get above that.
Baiting those fish.
I'm sure somebody has, but I didn't.
Oh, I don't know what the record is, but did my best. Is very good, and I enjoyed the thing. I just think there's a few things I could do. When I go to get wood out of a tree, Let those three pieces be wood. If you're going to give me eggs, make those extra or have them fall off the tree like some of them grow them.
Right.
Totally.
I'm trying to collect wood right now.
Very simple, easy fixes for this. So it's just less annoying every year. But right. Also, if you're going to do it for a full week, you definitely need to do some of these things. If it was only a couple of days of this, you live with it. Right. It's okay. But because that thing's on a real-time clock and you did it for a freaking, however long it was, 12 days or something?
I don't ever do the time shift thing. Can you time shift back into an event?
You can time shift any direction you want to. It discourages you from doing that because Rossetti will come out and yell at you and you have to skip through all that dialogue and it's like a big deterrent. And I also hate it. I cannot stand the idea of time. I'm never going to do it. But
I'm never going to do it either. But I was just curious because I was just curious if you could go back to an event, like an event day.
You can go back to anything in that game. Back or forward, you can just take your clock back or take it forward. The problem is, the minute it checks the internet, it knows you're cheating. And
yeah.
I just don't know why you'd do it. It takes all the fun out of it. But today, this morning, I went in there and I sold every egg thing I made during that period.
Yeah.
Plus
yeah.
all my extra eggs, I sold them all. I've got some
rotten eggs.
And Timmy and Tommy were like, "Thanks, these are great." And they gave me I made like $85,000, but. They weren't dickish about it.
Right.
If I was them, I'd have a sign. I said this on Twitter, put up a sign that says, "We're not buying any more egg shit."
Look, I don't want to talk too much about Animal Crossing because I'm sure everybody's heard enough about it. But let me tell you, I'll often just sell my crap at the front door. I don't even go in and see Timmy and Tommy.
Right. Exactly.
Sometimes they're just too much because they'll chase you around. I'm like, just leave me alone. I'm just going to put my stuff out here. And y'all can just pay me tomorrow. Just going to put it right there.
Quick note, Houdini7 in the chat says, "Scott, have you tried the early access game Last Epoch? Very Diablo-like." Okay. I have not. I did see it there, but I have not heard anything. Let me see if I can get an early review on this thing. Early access is kind of hard, I guess, but let's see. Well, on Steam, anyway, the reviews are in the very positive range. Oh, that's good. How much is this? $34. Shame the game. I get my hands on in the genre. Even disappointing Wilson game. Even bought this game when it first came out for $50 on their website. I refunded it and said, "Okay, why can't they just do a review like I'm here for?" Don't tell me your life story. It says, "Long last, I can finally recommend this game after the latest patch. Has great build depth. Performance is now a lot better. Everything feels a lot smoother. If you enjoy Diablo 2 and Path of Exile, you'll enjoy this. POE meets Grim Dawn. This has massive potential." You know what? I'll have to check.
And what was it called again?
Last Epoch. Would you say epic? It's an epoch. Electronic poch. I have no idea.
Yes, epoch. Right. I don't know.
I might have to go check this out.
Free Ranger says, "But you get less money if you put your items in the sale box." I don't care. It's worth it. Not to deal with Timmy and Tommy.
I mean. I'll rarely do that at night, but usually if I have too much stuff and I'm not done yet and it's after 10, I'll go, I have enough rooms in my house now. I'll just go dump them in a room and then go out and load up again. And then I'm done. And then the next day I just do two runs and sell the world.
You know, I really feel like lots of times I'm like, man, I don't take these games nearly as serious as some people do.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I mean, I go really headlong into these freaking things. This series, dude, it's so weird.
I love it. It's so much fun.
It's pretty great. Okay, now it's time for this.
It's me, Mario.
Time for Guess My Game. We play the clip of each other's games that we picked, and we try to guess what they are.
Now you guess my game.
Now I mean, you guess mine. The one I picked is probably going to be obvious to people listening. Maybe not to you. I don't know. I'm just going to play a piece of it because I realized I never used it on this show before. I've used it in other places, but not here. So I'm going to play it, see if you can figure it out. It's a little bit of dialogue, and let's say it comes from a very old game. That's all I'll say. Here you go.
"You must recover all the energy immediately, Mega Man."
"But where is Dr. Wily?"
"That's a good question. We may be able to locate another energy emission from the radar room."
Okay. Some of the worst dialogue ever read in video game history. Clearly. The guy didn't even get the words right, and they still used it.
Oh, my God. That was so great. I don't remember this at all, but what is that, Mega Man?
It's Mega Man something. It's not as easy as just Mega Man.
So what would you call it? Is... Mega Man, Nope. I don't know. Mega Man 2?
Mega Man 2 is correct. Congratulations, yes! You did it. Mega Man 2 is correct. I mean, just listen to him fumble.
You must recover all the energy immediately, Mega Man.
He's like,
who are you? The Mega Man? What's your name again? God, that makes me so happy. I don't remember the dialogue being like that.
It's some 70s all. Or 70s, 90s ass, you know, video game voiceover was really a rough period then.
And it kind of almost sounds like Lou Albano. Albano?
Dr. Lou or whatever played Mario? Yeah, a little bit.
You must recover all the energy immediately, Mega Man.
Mega Man, what's your name? Ooh, Mega Man.
You know, the whole name of the game there. I think someone pulled in their uncle or their grandpa or something. It's really weird. Anyway, all right, Brian, I'll play yours. Let's see if I can figure this out. Here we go. Oh my gosh, I don't know yet.
Wait for it.
Oh, I know that. Hold on.
The year is 1991.
91?
Yes.
That creeped right up my urethra, man. That was a...
Right. There you go. This is it's a Rare game.
Oh, Rare made this?
Yeah.
Okay, this has got to be old.
And it's a beat 'em up. How about that?
I mean, it's not a Final Fight, is it?
No.
It's not Bad Dudes, is it?
Well, if you're... Yeah, no. But what if you were playing as an amphibian?
Oh, Battletoads.
Battletoads.
Oh, that's it. NES Battletoads, not Super Battletoads or whatever it was called. No. Nice. Yeah, that was a hard one. It's been a long time. I knew a lot of those sounds, especially that lead up in the music. I had heard that before, but I couldn't play it.
I haven't played it in so long, and I was like, I was going through like a little nostalgia thing. I was like, oh, remember when everything was rad and Battletoads?
Yeah, Battletoads was rad for sure. R-A-D, baby. It was good stuff. Right. All right, well. Now that we've done that. Great game.
The game is over.
Stupid name.
Great game, stupid name. Here's a more recent one, sort of recent-ish. I'm going to use today's example as Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. Yeah, that's right. Revengeance. It should be a typo, but it's not. It's their actual name. That's why it's a stupid name for a pretty great game. Metal Gear Rising was this hack and slash kind of take. It was Platinum Games who published it. It was Konami involved. In fact, for a long time there, it was actual Hideo Kojima and his studio working on it. They were eventually pulled off of it, but they still had their names in the credits. It was on the PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, Microsoft Windows, and is considered a spinoff in the series. It is set 4 years after the events of Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots. And in the game, players control...
You can just pick... anything.
Oh, it's all dumb. Everything about Metal Gear
Kojima,
is dumb.
He always comes up with something weird, like Death Stranding. I still have trouble with that.
It's dumb. It's dumb. The names are dumb.
Right.
It says...
I wouldn't say it's dumb. It's just odd.
Just odd and also sometimes dumb. It says you control Raiden. If you don't remember Raiden and you played Raiden. 2, he was in 2. In fact, he was way too much in 2. A cyborg who confronts the private military company Desperado Enforcement. It's so dumb. With the gameplay focusing on fighting enemies using a sword and other weapons to perform combos and counterattacks through the use of blade mode, Raiden can cut cyborgs in slow motion and steal parts stored in their bodies. The series' usual stealth elements are also optional, but reduced or to reduce
combat. I did not know how that's how you spelled revengeance, by the way. That is
revengeance. Yep. It's real dumb.
Wow, okay.
It came out February 2013 and was well received by critics. People liked it. They praised it.
Couldn't say it, but they liked it a lot.
Hence, great name, or great game, stupid name. So there you have it. Now this. We're going to read an email from a listener here. That listener is Laskin, and he says this. Can either of you recommend some games, social games, that we could use to stay connected with friends or even make new ones during these quarantine times? Maybe a board game with chat features or something co-op. All right. I made a short list of the games that I love to play with other people. And I know there are more than this, but I'm giving you these five. And it's just the start, okay? Because I know there are more than this. But here are mine. All of the Jackbox games collections are all amazing social games. And you don't have to play them all in the same room. You can play them remotely with each other. Like, you can be just one of you and a whole chat room full of people can play with you. It's that kind of thing. So, in particular, I really like Murder Party 2 and Drawful 2. But there are many, many, many awesome games all tied up in that thing. And all you need is a cell phone and somebody with the game. So, they're cheap. Get it. I really liked playing Ultimate Chicken Horse with Brian here.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, that was great. It's a weird game.
Very inexpensive, too, just by everybody can have it.
Super cheap, yeah. Same with Duck Game. Also very cheap and very fun to play. There's kind of a similarities between these three. Ultimate Chicken Horse, Duck Game, and Towerfall are all kind of just head-to-head sort of multiplayer things. The problem with Towerfall is I think they still don't have an online mode, so that's probably a bad call, but the other two do. And then I've really taken a liking to Butter Royale on iOS.
Royale?
Yeah, it's part of Apple Arcade, and it's a really fun little compressed battle royale game where you're fighting with food and against food and with food. Like, it's just a weird take on battle royale, but it turns out to be very fun. And if you like battle royale at all, this is one of those. It's also, you know, made for mobile. Feels like it's very smartly made for mobile. It's very good. So Butter Royale on Apple Arcade is one pick I would give you. Brian, do you also have a list you'd like to say?
Brian has a derivative list. Okay. All of what Scott said, agreed 100%, but I'm going to name some of the big titles that you may either know about or haven't really thought about. Animal Crossing, of course, everybody has it. Everybody's playing it.
Yeah.
And it's been a great social experience, sending letters back and forth with presents, having people come to my island. It has just been a phenomenal way to connect with friends. It's been amazing. Love it.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto 5, believe it or not. I know this because I have a 12-year-old who is playing Grand Theft Auto 5.
I have a 19-year-old that plays it with his friend every day, and he loves it.
Right,
right. They love it.
There's no audio coming out of there, she's still playing it, and because all of her friends are playing it, and oh my gosh, just all day long.
It's very good.
Chat, chat.
Yeah, it's very, very,
it's very good.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of fun. It's smaller groups of friends, but Sea of Thieves.
Oh yeah, Sea of Thieves.
Xbox and PC. Yeah. If you haven't experienced it, it's a good time.
Coming to Steam, by the way. It's on Steam pre-sale right now.
Yeah, it's coming to Steam. Mm-hmm. Two people in the chat room right now, Monkey Bananas and the Wraith. We've all played that together. It was a lot of fun. Sea of Thieves.
I want to get into that more. I don't know what puts me off about
it. Wasn't the Wraith.
I think I wish I could play it alone more. I'm kind of a solo player.
Bombats.
What?
Right.
What are you doing with
I saw Monkey Bananas and then the Wraith was right behind him, but then I met Bombats.
Oh,
right,
you played with Bombats. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Bats. Don't do that for more than 4 hours or see a physician.
I can't say, like,
yeah. No, I get you. Well, there's your list. I hope that helps you, Laskin. And anyone else who's hearing this, there's two ways to contact us and ask us similar questions. Boopshow@gmail.com, or you can go to the website and use the little form that I put up there to let you just send quick messages to us without even having to use your name if you don't want to. I mean, you can. It's there to do it, but there's no required fields. Don't track any of your data. It's just quick message, and you don't have to go through the rigmarole of making an email these days. How do you dare even spend your time doing that? So I recommend it highly. That's boopshow@gmail.com, or the website gets those messages right to us. That twill do it for us. Frogpants.com/BOOP. That's frogpants.com/boop is where you can go to get the show and everything else related to it. It is a podcast, so if you guys are not here for the live show, you definitely can get it on audio after. That's how it was originally designed, so it's there for you no matter what way you get it. We also put it up on YouTube after, so you can get the archive of the show. And, of course, it stays here on the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/frogpants. And what else? On Twitter, Boop Show, The Brian Dunaway, Scott Johnson for me. As far as other stuff we do, check out my webcomic this week called Fred and Can.
Oh.
The 12th episode aired today. Not aired, posted today.
No, and, aired. I think you had it right the first time.
Yeah, maybe I did. Anyway, if you want to hear a story, a continuing comic story about a guy named Fred who lives alone in his apartment with a can of sentient expired cream corn, literally named can, then you don't know what you're missing. Head on over there and check it out. That's at fredandcan.com.
Have they watched The Tiger King yet?
They have watched the You think I should have some commentary there about The Tiger King with Fred and
Can? I absolutely think they had to watch The Tiger King. What else would you be doing if you're in a situation such as we are now?
Why
not have it reflect real life?
Yeah, it kind of is. It reflects the pandemic. They've had to deal with that. Right. Yeah. Fred had to go out with a mask on once. This latest one is him fretting about things. No, not cans and not a fur. He went out, but he didn't have to wear a mask. Turns out he doesn't have a respiratory system, so it works out for him.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Brian, anything else that you got going on that you want to mention to people before we get out of here?
Absolutely. If you'd like to watch me play these games throughout the week, usually I am playing the games I'm talking about on Wednesday and Sunday on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Brian Dunaway, and also do a Thursday stream with a Link to the Past.
Nice. Oh, Link to the Past. I thought you were done. You're not done yet? Still got more?
Oh, my God. Every time I think I'm done,
they pull you back in.
I still got hours more to go.
Yeah, they pull you back in. I get you. Drew Nielsen, that's not actually true. Do you have to stream it? Not all of them, because they have them on your phone. You can see them, right? Depends on the game. Some of those Jackbox games. Sorry, I'm answering a message that was posted like 5 minutes ago. That's a great way to end a podcast. All right, that's going to do it, everybody. Thank you for being here. Make sure to check out Brian and all his goings-on, including those streams he mentioned. You can follow him at the Brian Dunaway on Twitter, as I mentioned before. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thank you all for watching, for listening, for being there in whatever capacity you are. We hope you're well, that you're safe, and that you're healthy. And we'll see you next time.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
I don't like steam. I love steam.
Command of the Enterprise.
Penis pickle.